Describe an activity that made you feel tired.
Does studying and learning make people tired today? Of course it does. Compared to the past, the world's population has grown significantly, leading to intense competition. When many people are vying for limited spots in schools, you have to work harder than ever to stand out. As a result, the process of learning has become increasingly draining and extremely stressful. Let's consider the students studying in high school in China as an example. They are under immense pressure, especially to achieve top grades for admission to prestigious universities and securing a promising future. Some schools even close at 10 p.m., and all students have homework every day during the holidays. There is no escaping the pressures of studying and learning, and it really is too much, in my opinion. As a result, these young people aren't just tired, they are exhausted. When do people usually feel tired? Everyone has a natural circadian rhythm, so our energy levels fluctuate during the day. I think most people feel pretty energetic in the morning until around 2 or 3 p.m., especially after having lunch. This is actually a great time for a nap, and in some European countries, they even have a scheduled pause where people go home for lunch and a quick snooze before returning to work or school. Then, as the day progresses and the sun sets, our bodies naturally start feeling tired. This is because our bodies release a hormone called melatonin, which helps us sleep. So it's common for people to feel a bit tired in the afternoon and more so in the evening. What do you think about striving for learning and striving for sports? I suppose that striving for learning and striving for sports both have their place, and it depends on the person and what their goal is. For example, if someone wants to be the best swimmer in the world, then it requires them to have laser focus and be super committed to their daily training, to the diet, to their mindset, and this has to be an ongoing practice, because giving up can see big setbacks. Striving for learning can also involve just as much commitment, time, and dedication. For example, students studying for the Gaokao need to rehearse and practice daily in order to learn all the content they need for the exam. There is no time to give up, take a break, only until they have completed the exam and have been accepted into the university. Do people have fewer holidays now than in the past? It's hard to say, but if I had to guess, I'd say that people do have fewer holidays now. I think the main reason is the tough competition between companies. To succeed, businesses often require employees to work longer hours. So the pressure is so high that people choose to work on their days off, on their weekends, and never take time to rest. For example, in recent years, many people in China have been working a schedule known as 996, which means working from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 6 days a week. So compared to the past, taking holidays is considered a luxury these days, and not many people do it. How can people solve the problem that old people easily get tired? If an old person is tired, there are some things they can do. First, they should think about how much they sleep. If they don't sleep enough, then they can try to take some naps or go to bed earlier. However, sometimes tiredness can be because they're not eating well. For example, many older people who can't cook for themselves have to rely on others to prepare their meals, and sometimes the food they get isn't very nutritious. They might end up eating low-quality food or skipping meals altogether. Not getting enough energy from food can make them easily feel exhausted. There's also exercise. Exercise helps the body to be strong and healthy and to have enough energy. People think they can't exercise because they are old, but they can still do simple things like taking a slow walk. This can make them feel more energetic than just sitting at home. So there are lots of things that can be done to help this problem. What are the differences between feeling tired after studying and after exercising? Well, feeling physically exhausted after a workout is different from feeling mentally exhausted. Let's consider someone who has been cramming for a test all day. By the end of a long day of hitting the books, they may find themselves mentally drained to the extent that they don't feel like talking and might simply sit in front of the TV, lost in their thoughts. However, after exercise, most people may actually feel energized because exercise can create a sense of vitality in the body. When a person is physically tired, they can usually still engage in conversations and interact with others effectively. The main difference, I think, lies in the distinction between mental and physical fatigue. Yes, go, go, go. 淘宝店铺原创.